so much history in this town, Machias Port. It's incredible.
The festival season is taking form in Down East Maine, and we spoke with some organizers of the Margaretta Days Festival happening this weekend in Machias.
So I'm Jim Jackson. I'm the Vice President of the Historical Society and also the Treasurer of the Reenactors.
I'm Joe Dowling. I'm a patriot, militiaman.
I'm Rose Hall, and I help with the cooking at the encampment.
Hi, my name is John LeClaire. I'm a militiaman, patriot.
Machias Historic Society President Jim Jackson says they have big plans for the future of this event.
Our ultimate goal is to create Liberty Village, which would be a colonial period village to get people that immersion. We would populate the town and what it was like back in day. And it's living off the grid for sure.
The festival is June 16th, 17th, and 18th. And what are some of the most popular events?
Fire in the hole.
Friday night, we have the Redcoats, Rebels in Redcoats, and we try to do it in the evening, so as it starts to get dark, you see the muzzle flashes, the cannons going off and everything, and that's quite popular. Then we do that also Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, you can dance the night away at the 18th Century Liberty Ball with music by Hunt and Allison Smith, and you'll learn a little history at the Margaretta Days.
First naval battle of the Revolutionary War. It happened about 2 months after Lexington and Concord. The word got up to the town that that's what had happened, and when the British, the ship Margaretta came in, they wanted to get lumber for building barracks in Boston, and that was not acceptable.
It's happening this weekend, and you can get more information at margarettadays.com.